Hughie, welcome to the BIH show. Good to have you on board this week. Now, if I told you a year or two ago you'd be back playing for the Sheffield Steelers, what would you have told me?
Yeah, that's already crazy. It's been a crazy all year, and it just keeps getting a little stranger, doesn't it? But no, it's worked out nice.
How does it feel to be back wearing the orange again, a club you served for so long and with distinction as well?
Yeah, it feels natural now. I'd say probably only the first day when you're kind of walking in with your bag, it felt a little strange. And obviously, I've been dealing with them with work for a while, so it felt kind of like I was there on that basis. And then, but once I was on the ice, it felt kind of natural, and it's been pretty smooth.
Excellent. How much are you enjoying playing in this series right now? As you say, it's been quite a year. There's been many tournaments, really, just to kind of plug the gap a little bit. How much are you enjoying being part of this one right now?
Yeah, I know going into it, I was a little apprehensive. I think just didn't know if I'd had my time and whether I should just leave it at that. But I think with the Spring Cup just recently happening and stuff like that, I'm feeling good in that. I think I wanted a challenge, and obviously playing against a few of those GB guys in the Spring Cup, I think gave me that taste that, you know, to try and see if I could still do it at this level, albeit as a reduced import level for this. It's still a very high standard of hockey, and I'm definitely glad I did. I'd have been kicking myself if I didn't go for it.
So the body's holding up well then. That must obviously be pleasing for you, given the amount of games that are coming so thick and fast right now.
Yeah, it's holding up all right. It's a few niggles, like anything. When you're playing every other day, it's going to happen. But feel good, feel like I'm contributing and doing my part. And I'm getting great opportunity with great players. So, yeah, it's been great.
When you look at it, obviously you've played the last 4 or 5 years with Hull, as well as being their coach. This year, obviously, you've played with the Steel Dogs in the streaming series and the Spring Cup. So it feels as though you've had time to adjust to this increase in level as you go. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I think the other levels allowed me to work on some elements of my game that I probably didn't get a chance to while I was in the Elite League. You know, with high level of imports and not much power play time, limited ice time. And I think being able to play so much in the last few years, as I feel as confident as I ever have, to be honest. And I'm 37 years old, so maybe that's part of it too, just being older and kind of realizing, you know, as serious as it is just a game and you've got to enjoy it. So that's where I'm at in sort of in my life and career of hockey, is just trying to enjoy every moment. You know, it's not going to last forever, and I think that's something this last year particularly has really taught us, that you know, it could be gone at any time. So just trying to play with a smile on my face and enjoy it, really.
Do you find you enjoy it more now because you're that bit older? There's maybe an appreciation more of it than what there was maybe 10 years ago, for example?
Probably, yeah. I think, you know, like I say, I'm 37 now. I know, you know, maybe not so much 10 years ago, I was taking it pretty serious then, but I think before that it was more like I didn't see it being a forever thing. But obviously it's been the best part of over half of my life has been about hockey now. And but I think when you do get older and you start seeing the time ticking, I think you do start appreciating things a little more and the things you've done. And I know I'm hopefully got a couple of years left here just to enjoy it, but I know looking back, like you do definitely take it for granted at times, and you definitely shouldn't, because time waits for nobody, and it just soon flies by.
Ain't that the truth? But as we record, 8 points in the 9 games so far. We're speaking after the game against Coventry, and what would have been on Tuesday night. I mean, that's a good return for, you know, for someone who's been out of this Elite League scene for the last 5 years. How pleased are you with that so far?
Yeah, I'm definitely happy that it has, to a degree, translated points-wise. That I think that was something that I was kind of keen to see if I could produce at this level. And like I say, I can really only say that's the opportunity I've been given. I've been given good ice time. And I'm one of the power play units, which has helped. But yeah, I just think it's the same for anyone. And going back to talking about when I was sort of there 10 years ago, I probably wasn't getting the opportunities that I am now during this series. And it's the same for any player. And I know there's been a lot of talk about import levels and stuff at the moment and young British players. But, you know, those players need to get opportunities. And then when you are given those, you've got to take your chance. And I think that's something I've managed to do here. So, yeah, it's... But to answer your original question, I had 8 points in 9 games, I think it is. I'd have snatched your hand off.
Now, the results had been going well. You'd picked up a couple of heavy victories along the way, a couple of defeats prior to the game against Coventry. How much did that give you all collectively a bit of a, dare I say, a kick up the backside that, you know, you're not going to stroll this thing?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't say we needed it. I think we're a pretty humble group, but we were doing a lot of damage, so it's easy to get sort of comfortable and complacent. But certainly came down with a bit of a bang in the Nottingham game in the first period. Give ourselves a bit too much to do there. But I think other than that, I think even that game, I think after the first period, we probably dominated the most part of that game. And then the Manchester game, I'd say we had a lot of opportunities that just didn't go, and you're going to have patches like that, especially in a quick fire tournament like this. But we're a confident group. Obviously, our goaltending has made it a little more challenging. With all due respect to the guys that are in, that they're both first year pros, and so we're having to. We're good enough to protect them, which is good. But I think we just got to be a little smarter with things like staying out of the box and stuff like that. And make sure we're helping them in that way. And I think we'll have every chance to win it.
Now, you've worked with a fair few coaches through the years, Hughie. How does Aaron Fox compare? Tell us a bit about his methods, maybe compared to what you've been used to in the past.
Yeah, I mean, obviously my short experience, I knew him a little bit to talk to in the gym and stuff the past year or so. But he's an honest guy. And like I say, he's given me great opportunity. I think that the most refreshing thing for me when you're comparing to coaches from my past with the Steelers and stuff like that is he wants you to make plays and you know, kind of gives you that freedom, sort of the red line in. And that's a big relief for me, because I know in previous years, if I didn't get the red and chip it in and go make a hit and stuff like that, my minutes would be reduced. So to come in and be able to sort of have that freedom and make plays is a big relief, and I've enjoyed it. He's an honest guy. He wants to play fast, and you know, I'm not the fastest player, but he wants to get on the offense as quick as possible, and I like that style. And yeah, I think for me it's a short sample, but I think he's great. I think he's a great coach.
And I've got to ask you about Liam Kirk as well. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. Very humble, you know, nice kid, really nice guy. What's it like to play alongside him, given the improvement we've seen in him in the last year or two? You played with him in the Spring Cup as well. Now he's alongside you in the Steelers lineup. How good can he be?
Yeah, well, I'm glad he was humble with you guys, because he's definitely a cocky little rat when he's around me. But no, he's a fantastic player, and you know, we've seen him on and off a little bit the last couple of years during summers and stuff. But he's taken it to another level. And just through work rate, really, he just works so hard on his game, and the things that he's added to his bag is, you know, he's sort of an import level player, and at the age of 21 in our league now. So I'm hoping that, you know, this COVID situation doesn't affect his path too much, and he can, whatever he's going to do next, I think it'd be nice to see him go somewhere and do some damage somewhere else. I mean, This will always be here for him, but it'd be nice to see him really take it to another level and sort of continue to lay the path for other players.
Now, we're about a week or so away from the end of the Elite Series, maybe a couple of weeks actually, just when I look at the date there. 3 regular season games to go then, and you're in the sort of playoff setup. What would it mean for you to win another piece of silverware with the Steelers, and what would it mean for the club as a whole, given the year we've all had?
Yeah, I think you know, as any player, you're going into it anything trying to win and do your best. Obviously, Steelers, that's a it was certainly in my time, it was a pretty good tradition. And they've recently, or what you can say as recent as possible, they've just come off the back of a Challenge Cup as well. So the organisation makes it pretty clear to everybody as soon as we came in that the goal is to win it. And I think they've put the players in place that can do that. But yeah, I want to, every time I go on the ice, it could be a scrimmage, a practice, whatever it is. I like to win. I've been lucky really to become quite accustomed to it. So yeah, it'd be nice to add another one. Albeit it's a small tournament, it's always a nice feeling.
And finally, I've got to ask you, obviously we're hoping that we're going to see a full season next year. I think the NIHL, certainly the National League, have certainly committed to one. What's the plan for you, Hughie? Are you going to have another crack at the Elite League, or is it back to Hull? What are you looking at in the months ahead?
No, yeah, I think there was never an aspiration to sort of make another run at the Elite League. I obviously walked away from it for a job with Bauer and sort of made a career of this. So they've been really good with me and allowing me to take the time off, if you like, to take part in this. But the goal was come in, give a good show myself, and then yeah, more than likely, unless something crazy happened, is go back to the NIHL and continue that path probably for another couple of years and see where we are.
Brilliant, Hughie. Thank you so much for joining us on the BIH show. Best of luck for the rest of the tournament, and we hope to see you again soon.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.